This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? The Journal of the American Medical Association doesn't usually report autopsy results, but they make an exception this week for King Tut. The study of the boy king involved DNA analysis and CAT scans. Researchers used genetic fingerprints from Tut and 10 presumed relatives to map out his most accurate five-generation family tree to date. It reveals a family history of clubfoot and scoliosis, and CAT scans of Tut turned up foot deformities like a missing toe bone and bone necrosis, which means some of his foot bones were dying due to poor blood circulation. Previous scans had identified a femur fracture. The tests also found DNA from Plasmodium falciparum, meaning the teenager and his great-grandparents had malaria infections. It's the oldest genetic proof for malaria in well-dated mummies. DNA also shows that Tut was probably spared bubonic plague, tuberculosis, leprosy, or leishmaniasis. So here's the scenario the researchers propose. An already frail pharaoh, hobbling around on his cane, breaks his leg, maybe in a fall, throw in that malaria infection, and around 1324 BC, just 9 years after taking the throne, King Tut was history.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.